Halloween means fun times for families. That includes the kids, the parents, and, yeah, the pets. Now, if you're a new pet owner and want to include your dog or cat in the party, do you know where to turn to for the best ideas? And while it's a fun time, the excitement could cause you to overlook some factors when it comes to safety for your pets as well. For the ideas and answers that will keep the fun loud and large and, more importantly, safe for pet families at all points on Halloween, my next guest joins us to be your guide, or being the pet trendologist and host of the radio show The Pet Buzz. She's also a constant source of pet-friendly information through many TV and social media platforms. Charlotte Reed, how are you today, Charlotte?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be back with you. It's been a while.
It has indeed. I always say if you make it on the show a couple of times a year, that makes you a regular guest. But I've been amiss with you, and I apologize for that. And we can make up for a lost time here. MyHalloweenPets.com. And we have some other links for Charlotte over our homepage as well, because there are ones you want to bookmark if you are a pet owner. And when you have questions, especially this time, Charlotte, because, again, for the new pet owner, Halloween, how does that fit in with pets? Well, if you look at the stats, a lot of people are spending a lot of money on Halloween with the pets.
They really are. I mean, believe it or not, Halloween spending has increased $1.6 billion this year, and people are spending $0.7 billion in pet costumes. I mean, that's a lot of pet costumes. And, you know, it's interesting because with the way the economy is, like everything else, pet costumes cost a lot more money. You know, I mean, for example, and that has a lot to do with overseas shipping and manufacturing, as well as transporting the costumes here to the United States. So if you're going to spend, know what you're going to spend. I'm going to say the average spend is going to be anywhere from about $15 to about $27, somewhere in there. And then you get, you know, the really more expensive, those, a lot of the licensed costumes can be as high as $49. And then for people who really want to compete in those costume contests, they're spending $200-$300 having things made by these pet designers. So it's a really fun time of the year, but it can be an expensive time of the year.
I guess the challenge for the non-pet owners is, let's count the number of pets who are dressed to look like Taylor Swift this year.
No, it's going to be all about the Barbie, Chris. It's
okay.
Going to be, you know, gals of all ages love Barbie. And, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so people are going to have, you know, the Barbie, the pink costumes and the various shades of pink, and maybe a blonde or wig or so. You know, the gals will love that. You know, Halloween really is an expression. And, you know, it's one thing if you have kids, because you'll dress the dog kind of similar to the kids. But if you kids are out of the house, or, you know, it's your first-time pet owner with no kids, it's really about expression. It can be anything, an ode to your local community. It could be an ode to news, movies, politics. So, like, for example, big congressional hearings in August. What were we talking about? Ghouls, goblins, and aliens, right? So the spaceship costumes. Also, the alien costumes are going to be popular, as well as the astronaut costume. Seems like every time we blink our eyes, there's another jet going off into outer space. So those are going to be really popular. You know, Star Wars superheroes, still popular. We love them. But, you know, and that's really has a lot to do with Disney and Marvel, with the superheroes. But they're mainstream now. You know, everyone's looking for the next big thing. So, I mean, you know, I saw something. I didn't own it, but I saw it and I had to buy it. And I showed it on TV this past week in Las Vegas. I saw a pickleball costume. Had to have it. Bought two of them. And changed my costume lineup so my dog could wear. Why? Because pickleball is the fastest growing sport in this country. The costume had the headband with the crazy hair. It had a ball in one hand and a paddle in the other. And everybody loved it. I was on NBC in Vegas. So it's just all about the fun, you know?
And with that in mind, too, if your dog or cat are resistant to the idea of costumes, don't force. Because I've seen the pictures on social media. The dog's sitting there in a costume, and the look on the face, they're saying, I'm going to be alone in this house. Sooner versus later, I will get my revenge here.
Exactly. And that's when you go out and you get yourself a nice leash and collar that is Halloween, has the Halloween motif, Or you just get a bandana. And you know what? You can buy some fabric at Walmart, for example. You can buy a yard of fabric at Walmart, just cut up and make your own bandana. Or if you're handy on a sewing machine or you have some time with a needle and a thread, you can use the fabric and make a cover for your leash and collar. And it costs a lot less. You'll probably, buy a yard or two of fabric and you'll put something together. I've done it. It's so super easy. Did it while watching the TV show and I was done. So the other thing that's going to be popular, we love our Yellowstone here in America because it's the Americana story. We love cowboys and country music now. So don't be surprised if you see a lot of cowboys, a lot of Rips, and a lot of Beth. She'll have her pink cowboy hat on. So, the sweet and the scary is back in Halloween. Lots of Jasons, lots of Chuckies, lots of killer clowns. I love that. So we're going to see a lot of scary costumes now. Maybe it's just the way we feel in this economy and everything that's going on in the world. Years ago, there used to be a Donald Trump costume. It was, a blonde wig, a blue suit, white shirt, and a red tie. Now, I say this, humorously, so don't read into any politics. It's just the way it is. So now they're showing pictures of that, and then the new costume, right, is the blonde wig and the prison black and white jumpsuit for Donald Trump.
Well, if you want to make social commentary, you can utilize your dog for that cause, too. We're talking with Charlotte Reed, host of the radio show The Pet Buzz, constant source of pet-friendly information, many TV appearances, social media platforms, myhalloweenpets.com. We're with the links we have in addition over at our homepage, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Mentioned in the intro, Charlotte, how we get caught up in the fun. We might get a little sloppy with paying attention to things. And when it comes to our dog who we love, we often can leave open a real high risk for their personal well-being, their health, and their safety. What are some of the things we have to really remember to watch out for? And in a way, does it even compare to when we have a young child around?
It really does compare to the young child around. I mean, you know this because we've talked about it for years. No chocolate, no candy with xylitol, no raisins. These young, healthy moms, they all want, to give good, healthy candy, which is raisins. Raisins are bad for dogs. So the boxes are small. Now they have vanilla-covered raisins. So somebody might say, oh, it's got yogurt in it. It might be good for dogs. So, there's tons of Reese's Pieces, Kit Kats, Milky Ways. Keep those out of reach of your pets. Also, when you're decorating, we've got candles. We've got glow sticks that the kids like to wear. You also want to have that spider webs. Cats love that, and also the flickering lights. You want to have those costumes sized appropriately, not too heavy, especially if you have snub-nosed dogs who most of the time these days due to bad breeding have smaller nasal passageways. So they have a difficult time breathing, and they don't, and with the temperature fluctuating, you don't want to get them overheated. But here's the things that you need to know, and I'm going to give you some recommendations for some products.
All right.
Number one, door dashers. Door dashers are those dogs who can't wait to get out of the door. The doorbell's ringing. There's holiday hubbub. The kids are screaming. The minute the door opens, you turn for the candy bowl. They're out the door looking for a safe place, quiet place to hide. So one of the things I always recommend is calming chews. Now, I don't necessarily recommend CBD because there are not enough studies done. So, and you don't know how your dog's going to react, right? So Vitality makes these great calming chews. They're pheromones. The dog sniffs it first, so it goes up into the nostrils and reacts with the brain. And then it calms your dog down. I like it because you can recognize the ingredients, L-tryptophan, melatonin, chamomile, things that you would take yourself. Also, if your dog does get out, whether he's out with you for Halloween, which I don't recommend, by the way, because a lot of dogs freak out, not only with the costumes, but all these big decorations everybody has. A GPS collar is great, but they're expensive. They're pushing $200, $250. Not every American can afford that. So there's one called Tractive GPS. It's normally $45, but on a good day, it's $35. And what I really like about it, since I have toy dogs, toy dogs can wear it. Most of those GPSs, they're not available for small dogs and cats. So for $35 on a good day, you can check out Amazon or Tractive GPS. you can find that GPS collar, and the subscription is $5 as compared to much more. So a great way, and it also acts as a Fitbit. This way, you can track your dog in real time if he gets out of the house, right?
Absolutely.
Also, last thing that I love, Yummy Bones. They are, look like spooky bones. There are no artificial flavoring. There's no artificial coloring. They come in peanut butter, chicken, and, of course, everything tastes better with bacon. You know that, Chris, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I love them because they're individually wrapped. Just like we said, parents want individually wrapped candy, but pet parents want individually wrapped treats. So if you have a dog that comes to the door, boom, just it's a wrapped treat. Don't give it to the dog. Give it to the parent because you don't want that dog to chomp on your hand. Goodness gracious, if he bites you, but that's good for a dog. And they price out about $1.50. You're not going to buy that many because you're not going to get that many dogs who are coming to the door. The other thing is, it's also that Yummy Bone is great for the dog that's home in a crate trying to calm down. Dogs chew for relaxation and to reduce stress. So that Yummy Bone has dual purpose. I mean, it's good. They like the taste. But it also can calm them down. It's a nice size treat, not too big, not too small, but it's long lasting. So I love that. The other thing you want to do, if you're planning on going to the pet parades and all the jazz, right? Please bring your own water bowl. Do not let your dog drink out of the communal water bowl. Make sure your dog is vaccinated. Make sure he's wearing his flea and tick products. And if he doesn't feel well, leave him at home. You don't want him getting sick, or you don't want him spreading any disease. And last but not least, it's health, and October is Pet Health and Wellness Month. And one of the things that we, all the vets see, and what a lot of pet parents see all over the country, is this month particularly, the temperatures fluctuate anywhere from 10 to 20 degrees. Oh, yeah. And what does that mean? That means the fleas are active. Now, people don't realize, they just think of the fleas on the dog, but the fleas not only suck canine and feline blood, they also suck human blood. So flea and tick protection is important, but we know it's expensive. So Tevra brands Activate 2 and Active Spot are great because not only do they kill fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, eggs, and larvae, they repel. And that's the key. When you're looking for pet products, especially flea and tick products, you want to make sure they repel. So they don't just kill from month to month, they repel. And also, I love these because it's $20 to $30 less, and they're just as good as vet products.
This is why Charlotte's the go-to person, especially for new pet owners. But even if you consider yourself a veteran pet owner, you're always in the learning process. And you even learn, too, how your pet communicates with you so you can respond to their needs and show them the love that you say that you have for them. You can find out more about in Halloween specifically, myhalloweenpets.com. Over at our homepage, we have links to Charlotte's various social media platforms where there is a wealth of information for you, the pet owner, and, of course, her radio show, The Pet Buzz. Charlotte Reed, you are indeed the pet trendologist, the queen of Halloween. We thank you for the work that you do, the education you provide, and we thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. So happy to be back with you, and happy Halloween, everybody.